Hello, Awe Islanders. Thanks for listening today. Have you checked out our website recently? We have all the latest episodes, video versions of selected episodes, fun activities for kids, and a listening buddy gallery. We love seeing your drawings of your listening buddies. So please send them to us and we can feature them on our website. You can find us at awayisland.com. That's awayisland.com.
If you haven't already, please become a member of Be Calm on Awe Island podcast on Patreon. You'll find all your favorite episodes there and so much more. Your support will help us grow to bring you more of the content you've requested. Thank you for listening. Now, let's relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Ready to be calm on Awe Island? Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite listening buddy or blanket? Before we begin our story, let's take 3 deep dragon breaths and relax. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth. Imagining you are breathing fire. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one. Fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Today you are going to think about how your body feels resting on Earth. This is all pretend, and you are very safe. You will start by focusing on your feet. Slowly move up to your head and end with thinking about your entire body. Ready to find your earthy spot? It is a warm and cozy beach. The sun is shining on the sand, causing each grain to sparkle. You sit down in the soft, warm sand. The sand hugs you as you lie back on the cozy beach. Think about your feet as you push your toes into the sand. Focus on how your feet feel. Are they warm and cozy? Does the warm sand tickle the bottom of your feet? Do you feel the soft grains slide in between your toes, gently rubbing your feet? Let the sand hug your feet and breathe like a dragon, in and out. Think about your legs. How do they feel? You feel a comforting squeeze from the kind earth. Sand surrounds and hugs your legs tight. The warmth of the beach draws you into deeper relaxation. Focus on your back. How does it feel? The soft beach supports you and gives you a big teddy bear hug. Relax down into the sand and breathe like a dragon, in and out. How do your hands feel? Your hands are open, with your fingers spread out, allowing the grains of sand to fall between them. Your hands relax as they settle into the safe, warm sand. Think about your arms. How do they feel? Your arms slowly soften, surrounded by the warm and gentle sand. Focus on your shoulders. Let them relax into the warm sand and breathe like a dragon, in and out. The beach holds your shoulders gently and gives you a nice, cozy hug. Focus on your neck. Is it relaxed and soft? Feel the sand support your head, like a pillow, as you lie back on the cozy beach. Notice and enjoy the feeling of comfort as the sand gently cushions your head, loosening your jaw and your forehead. Warm sand supports your feet, legs, back, hands, arms, shoulders, and neck. Relax and feel the earth hug you tightly. As you continue to relax in the cozy, warm sand, let's take 3 more deep dragon breaths. Deep breath in and out. Breathe in through your nose and breathe fire out of your mouth. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one, fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Aue Island. Our story today is A Perfect Evening. It was a quiet, late summer evening. The days were long, but the little cat, Prince Gray, had noticed the sky was getting just a little bit darker, just a little bit earlier, every evening. There was still plenty of summer yet, but autumn was definitely on its way. Prince Gray Kitty watched from the front window as the bright sun moved ever closer to the horizon. Streaks of radiant orange and pink light filtered through the clouds. This was Prince Gray's favorite place to watch the world go by. He enjoyed watching the colors of the world change throughout the seasons. And he was always entertained by the antics of the outdoor animals. His favorite activity was watching a beautiful sunset. This one was a really good one tonight. But suddenly, Prince Gray was distracted from the beauty of the sky flash of fur dashed in front of him. Nutsy and Peanut Squirrel were at it again, interrupting the serenity of the quiet evening. They zipped back and forth across the yard, squeaking and grunting at each other. Once in a while, they'd stop their wild chase to gather a seed from the ground. Then they'd begin again, crisscrossing each other's paths and somersaulting over each other, until Prince Gray was almost dizzy watching them race all over the yard. Finally, the action slowed as Nutsy zipped up a tree, held himself upside down on the tree trunk, and chattered at Peanut. Prince Gray watched him for a few minutes, marveling at this strange position. He wondered if he could possibly do such a thing himself. He decided to try. The sun was almost set anyway. The corner of the wall was right next to Prince Gray. It could make a good substitute tree. He put his front paws on the wall corner and then kicked his back paws up behind him. Uh-oh, this wasn't working very well. Prince Gray Kitty wibbled and wobbled, and then he tumbled down on his back into a big pile of fluff. Oops! He sat up promptly and looked around. Fortunately, no one had seen him flop so ungracefully. How does Nutsy do that? He wondered. He decided not to try it again right now. If he ever wanted to try again, he would first make sure there was a very soft pillow underneath him. By now, Nutsy and Peanut had disappeared. It was dusk and getting darker by the minute. Prince Gray turned away from the window to look around inside. It was the perfect time to clean his beautiful gray fur. He laid down and began to comb himself with his tongue. His soft, fluffy fur creating intertwining, swirling patterns on his belly. Once his belly was clean, Prince Gray licked his paw and used it to wash his face and ears. As he finished cleaning, Prince Gray's thoughts began to drift. He thought of all the things he loved. The smell of catnip on his favorite mouse toy. A warm sunbeam on a deep, soft blanket. A lit fireplace. Sunsets, colorful ribbons, long naps, and of course, his human, especially when she would pet him under his chin as he curled up in her lap and purred. Just thinking these happy thoughts, Prince Gray Kitty began purring louder and louder. But he also realized he was getting sleepier and sleepier. As long as he was falling asleep, he might as well be comfortable, Prince Gray thought. So off he went to his favorite sleeping spot. Leaving the front room, he padded down the hall and turned the corner into his human's office. This was her favorite room. and his as well. There were many bookshelves that made for very good sitting. Another big window with a nice view of the side yard, and a fireplace. In the winter, his human would sometimes light a fire in the fireplace that made the entire room extremely cozy and absolutely perfect for napping. But even in the summer, with no fires, it was still the best room in the house for a good sleep. That was because in this room, the human had a piece of furniture she called a footstool. It was always placed in front of the big chair next to the fireplace. Prince Grey Kitty never understood why his human called it a footstool. In his opinion, it should be called a cat stool because it was the most perfect place in the world for a cat to take a nap. Sometimes, especially in the winter when the fire was lit, his human would sit and read in the big chair and would try to put her feet up on the footstool. But anytime she did so, Prince Grey would hop up on the stool and push her feet off the stool to make room for himself. If she tried to put her feet back on it, he'd just push them off again until she stopped trying. She seemed to forget that the stool was his special sleeping place. Right now, Prince Grey had the room to himself. He hopped up gracefully onto the stool. He might not be able to balance on a tree or a wall like squirrels, but he could be perfectly graceful in other ways. Prince Grey Kitty purred as he settled into his favorite napping place. Some days, like today, there was a small blanket tossed onto the stool. That made the spot even cozier. He slowly turned around in a circle. Once, twice, three times, finding the exact right spot within the cushioned stool and within the blanket. As he finished his third circle, he finally laid down, having found just the right spot. Oh, the blanket was so soft. He nestled down into the blanket and took a deep dragon breath in and out. Prince Grey Kitty thought of all he had to be thankful for. He appreciated the cozy blanket surrounding him and the big window where he could watch the world outside. Most of all, he appreciated his human and the chin scratches and pets she gave him. he sighed and smiled as he closed his eyes and relaxed his ears. He took another deep dragon breath in and out. And thought about what a perfect evening this was. Then he took one more deep dragon breath in and out. His tail slowly stopped moving, and he fell into a deep and wonderful sleep. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.